Welcome along to this week's podcast, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcast. It's Alison here, and I was going to be talking to you about sausages, big ones, small ones, hairy ones, fluffy ones, spotty ones, and nutty ones. Because I had my little MP3 recorder with me when I was away in France for a few days skiing and did sausage eating and beer drinking copious quantities, and I've lost my recorder. I'll have it back next week. I'll find it somewhere because it's driving me mental, chicken oriental. But there we are. That's another story. So basically, instead of all that, I have got the delightful, delicious, dynamic Dynamite Di, who I'm so happy is back from Delhi alive, because the last time I saw her, she did 6 inoculations and a bucket of wine and she was leaving at 2 in the morning to fly direct. And when she got there, she wasn't going to chill out in a big hotel with air conditioning and people on sort of hot and running gin and tonic. Her boyfriend Dave had identified a local Delhi person to go and stay with through the internet. What was his name?
He was an interesting character. Yes, I don't think he liked me very much. I don't think he liked women very much. And he took a shine to Dave and just wanted to come out with us all the time. So instead of it being I'll never have a romantic holiday, and you know that. But, you know, even when we wanted to go to the Taj Mahal, you know, that was our last day together, guess who came? He would come. If we were going out for a meal, he would come. And I'd say, oh, I quite fancy the butter chicken. And the butter chicken wouldn't come. It would just be a meal for him and Dave.
Is that so right?
And then on our last night, he told Dave how much he loved him and he had to come back to Delhi and proceeded to drink whiskey. And I said, well, you've got a driver to take us to the station. Oh, yeah. And the driver came and said, oh, cancel the driver. I'll take them, this whiskey lady.
You didn't give him your address in Scotland, did you?
No, thankfully. Oh, thankfully not. So, you know, it was quite hairy sort of getting to the airport, but you knew you had to, you know, and he was cancelling the driver. So, but, you know, the Delhi people, very nice. And
what about the food? Did you do curry frenzies?
I had curry. So I'm the only person probably to come back from India without Delhi belly and to put in about 4 pounds, because I had curry for breakfast, curry for lunch. You know, because they say don't eat the salads and don't. So, you know, when it's hot, you think, go to a hot place and you think, well, that's going to be great because I'm just going to eat salads. But it was curry all the way.
Was it nice?
And the trains, I have to say, talking about curry, we took a train to Varanasi and it's sort of 3-tiered. That's first class. I thought first class would be me and Dave all alone, but not to be.
And trying to get them alone one way or the other.
Well, they just didn't happen. So you think with people that, you know, ordering their curries from the train and they're so close to you, and then you put your beds up, and I hate to sound disgusting, but it was just curry farting all night. It was just, you know, and then the next morning you kind of look at them and I was glaring, go, I know what you were doing all night. And meanwhile, David, 5, 6 tins of strong lager, and he snored. So I have to say, the journey wasn't the best, but Varanasi, fascinating.
And you said you actually saw your first dead body.
That was in Varanasi. That's they're all Hindus, and they put them sort of stretcher type things. And the women are in gold, and the men are in red, and you actually see them being carried on, and then put in the fire,
Then
they pull down and look at the face, take the photograph, the family take the photograph. And I know it's really, and most people would walk away, but you just can't help but watch. And then a cover goes over the face and you realise the head is the longest thing it takes to burn. It is, but you know, it's...
And what about the poverty then? Because I've never been to India, and that was just absolutely gut-wrenching. All the poverty.
I have to say, and they do. First of all, you say, you know, you're giving money, but you're like the Pied Piper, and they just say, don't do it, because you just never... You're never going to get rid of them. And it's a horrible thing. And you think you can't do it. But by the end of the holiday, you're just staring straight ahead and just trying not to look at them, because you know that they're genuinely poor. Yeah. You know, they don't have the dole. They don't have anyone looking after them. That they have absolutely no money. So that's the very sad side.
Well, I have to say, I was very glad, having seen you with your 6 inoculations in your arm and 6 buckets of wine before you got on the 2 a.m. flight to Amsterdam to go to Delhi, to see you back fit, healthy, and 4 pounds heavier. Only Dynamite. No, I didn't. You told me. I said you were looking very slim. Oh, God, you know what she's like. Anyway, thank you so much. You've certainly done a travelogue of India. I'll know where to go, where not to go. And certainly, I'm not staying with that bloke, the misogynist farter. So until next time, I'll say I fare you well. This is Alison's podcast. Till next week, I'll find the sausage tape, come back for big ones, hairy ones, and nutty ones. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.